Declan Walsh, please stay with us. Actually, there's a few more things coming up between now and the end of the programme. And particularly, you are somebody who used technology so much, so you might be interested in our chat about that in a moment. But before we go to that, and also staying with us, of course, we have Pat Kingsley, Maureen Gaffney and Jim Power. But on the line is John O'Connor, former commander with Scotland Yard. And John O'Connor, I hardly know how to talk about this case because the Madeleine McCann case just seems to be full of heartbreak. And until recently, of course, you'd have said, you know, maybe it's better for the family at this stage. It's been 6 years now. Maybe it's better for the family, you know, not to be hoping. And then you look at Ohio and what happened there recently, and there is always hope. But talk to me about this investigation that's been going on and what prompted all of this, Madeleine being back in the news.
Well, I think it's as a result of the pressure brought to bear by the McCanns themselves and the supporters of the McCanns, of which I have to say that I count myself in that group, who have kept the media campaign going to such an extent that eventually the McCanns wrote a letter to the Prime Minister over here, and he was so moved by it that he asked the Home Secretary to prevail upon the Portuguese authorities through diplomatic channels to allow a Scotland Yard review team to review the evidence and review all of the data that have been collected. Now, bearing in mind, you've got a lot of material that's collected by the Portuguese investigation and by a number of long-standing investigations carried out by private investigators on behalf of the McCann family. So there's a massive material. And what's happened is that after 2 years of ploughing through this material, and bearing in mind a lot of the stuff there is going to be fairly useless, you know, well-meaning information which has come in, which doesn't take them anywhere, but having gone through all the material, they found that, you know, there are a number of potential suspects. I wouldn't put it any higher than that. In other words, people who should have been seen and spoken to and eliminated from the investigation, and that hasn't been done. They've identified who these people are. But of course, some of it may be that they've given an explanation as to where they were or what they saw, which has subsequently been disproved by a subsequent evidence. So, you know, it's some of it is clarification, requires clarification of what these people have said or done in the past. You know, don't put it any higher that these are, you know, prime suspects. These are people with evidence against them. These are people who may lead to something like that, but at this stage it's very embryonic. The problem that Scotland Yard has got is to get the Portuguese to act upon it, because Scotland Yard doesn't have the authority to conduct an investigation in a foreign country. Although, if it was the whole thing was handed over to Scotland Yard, lock, stock and barrel, and that could be done diplomatically, if it indicates that maybe the suspect or suspects were British, because if a Brit commits an offence against a Brit abroad, it can be dealt with in the UK, providing the host country agrees. So there's an awful lot of diplomatic work that's going on behind the scenes. And, you know, hopefully we're expecting, or hopefully that the Portuguese authorities will deal with this with as much enthusiasm as Scotland Yard has dealt with it.
Yes, given the tension that there have been in the past, how likely is that?
I don't think it's all that likely, frankly, because the problem is that anything which shows that the Portuguese have been incompetent or at best disinterested doesn't reflect very well on them. And one of the unfortunate things is that I was there at the with GMTV, a British station, at the time, and the press were being briefed covertly by Portuguese journalists and police officers that they believed that the offenders were within the family or the family group, and they wouldn't move from that, and they were so wrong. And it got them off to a dreadful start, and they missed golden opportunities in the early stages of the investigation because they were just intent on trying to prove there was some culpability within the family, and they couldn't have been further from the actual truth of it. And of course, what Scotland Yard's been trying to do is to catch up with what should have been done at the time. And there's a lot of things that weren't done. I mean, I saw the searches that were carried out on open ground and so on, and they were cursory, to say the least. I mean, if they came across a locked shed or whatever, they wouldn't force the door. No, it really was. A lot of the stuff that was seen to be done was seemed to be window dressing for the world media. And I didn't get the impression that they were really going about this.
Well, sure, we all saw it at the time, John. Your heart would just break with this story. It really is. And again, you can only wish that, faint hope maybe, but you can only wish that the family will get some resolution on all of that. John O'Connor there, former commander with Scotland Yard, talking about the pressure to reopen the investigation and to re-interview in the Madeleine McCann disappearance. We're going to be looking to the future after the break. 18